This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, August 28th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. The war against COVID is still on. We're still encouraged to mask, to socially distance, to wash our hands, and to get double vaccinated if we haven't already. The pandemic definitely has changed our lives. Personally, I've been seeking answers and navigating the course of my life as best I can. And in this difficult time, I've sought answers and worked on living my best each and every day. Weekly, myself and the From a Woman's Perspective team have shared our knowledge and information with you so you could learn, assess, and make informed decisions to keep your life on the path that makes you feel you're living well. Each of us has a life to live. To those who want to make and keep things as they were, I say it's not weak to be flexible and make changes when life moves us in directions we've not expected. Hurricane force winds knock down rigid trees, no matter how large they are. Flexible branches sway with the wind and yield, but they don't break regardless of the force yielded by the storm. Change is a fact of life. To resist is futile. Rather consider creating a plan and also know that your actions may have to be malleable to get you through your days, keep you on your feet, and moving in a positive direction. Don't resist change. Adapt. Do have your plan A, because any plan is better than no plan, but be willing when necessary to chart a new course, a plan B or C, or whatever is necessary. By being open to fresh ideas, learning new and different things, you're able to chart your best course for the moment you're in. Would you want to be a passenger on a ship where the captain charted a straight course and wouldn't deviate even when it became apparent there was danger ahead, and that by shifting and being flexible, he could avert a tragedy? Not everything is in our control. When we're vigilant and aware of our options, we can shift when necessary and find different and perhaps better ways of achieving our goals or establishing new ones. The war against COVID has shocked us into a survival mode. We need to find a way to live well and enjoy our days as best we can. Yes, we can plan, but be aware plans can change. Living life isn't necessarily a straight line, full speed ahead. In fact, our ship may be forced to a different port than we anticipated, a new port of call for us. I believe we'll land where we were meant to be. We'll find our land legs, take steps to make the best of where we find ourselves, and in fact, it might be quite exciting and create new opportunities. Thankfully, we have the ability to be flexible in mind, in body, and spirit. And with that flexibility, we're stronger. We can adapt to what comes our way. We can accept change and make the best of our time. We once wrote with feather pens. We now have ballpoint pens. And we have stylus for computer screens. In 1965, Bob Dylan was booed for using an electric guitar. And today, they're common. Things change. We must accept them and move on. And sometimes that change is great. We can make the best of every aspect of our lives. It requires that we keep our eyes and ears open to the possibilities offered us, our minds sharp to deal with life as it unfolds for us, and our bodies healthy and able to move us in any direction that's required. Today's show is intended to give you information so you're empowered to live your life well, to make informed decisions and chart your course so wherever you land, whatever your plans, you'll know that you're doing your best. First, an important message, and then Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group will join us, and she'll explain the importance of family love letters and how they can have an impact on your legacy. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Single Even If She's Not, joins us this morning. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
And what are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about one of the most underutilized tools, a family love letter. Even when your records are organized, coping with the loss of a family member, whether because of death or dementia, it can be really hard on a family. And we all know what stress can do. It can bring people together or it can pull them apart. While we can't change things, there are some things you can do to help your family. Very importantly, have all the official documents in good order and together. Easing the administrative burden is a gift, but many times our legal documents leave gaps. They convey your wishes, but not necessarily your intentions and meaning and your why. They deal with financial practicalities, but not your values. One way to make it easier on the family is to leave a family love letter. It's not a legal document, but it can make the situation a lot easier for the family. I knew a gentleman who was divorced. He and his wife had divorced many years before, and when his ex-wife had passed away, she'd left everything to their 3 adult children. He wanted his estate to go entirely to his grandchildren. He viewed it that their adult children had already received their inheritance. He wanted to pass things on to the next generation. Fortunately, he left individual letters to each of his 3 kids. In the letters, he expressed his love for each of them and explained why his will was set up the way it was. All 3 of his children understood. However, I have to wonder, if he hadn't left those letters, what would his kids have thought? How would they have filled in the gap? Would they have taken it so well? A family love letter can serve many purposes. In addition to explaining why you have left things the way you have, if the contents of your will are unexpected, this letter can also include practical things like a list of your advisors and where your accounts are so family members can find them. You can put a list and location of important documents, instructions on where to find your computer passwords and social media logins. You can even use the letter to pass along values and family history, sort of a record of this is where we've been, this is what I hope you will keep in mind, this is what we hope you will do with what we leave you. It's important to have all the legal documents in order, but it leaves a lot of gaps. Putting something like a family love letter together can make it easier and help pass along the important things that aren't included in the official papers.
Well, Leslie, once again, you make me happy that the Farwell Group and you and Darren are part of my team, because it isn't all about legal documents and wills and RRSPs. It's about families and creating bonds and not establishing things that create rifts. And you're about having people do exactly that, be their GPS to a brighter future for their family and really help them with implementing their intentions. So thank you for that. I appreciate this segment on family love letters, not expected, but definitely needed and definitely appreciated. So thank you very much. And if someone wants to talk to you about making their plans for their future and for their family, how do we reach you?
You can reach us at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. 7501 for guidance on how to retire on your own terms and plan your entire future and the future of your family. Just write down the number 416-863-7501. You can count on Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, and the Farwell Group. Thanks again, Leslie. I really learned something.
You're welcome, Marilyn.
Coming up, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic gives us her weekly tip. And then we'll chat and get happy stories from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. So stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and continue to be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Well, one of the things, you know, a lot of my patients are still undergoing a lot of stress and anxiety. And one of the things I like to teach patients is the benefits of breathing exercises. So breathing exercises are used for therapeutic purposes, including relaxation and really improving our well-being. And, you know, breathing exercises can help regulate our involuntary functions, things like digestion, heart rate, and even urination. And research has actually shown that deep breathing exercises, including certain yoga breathing exercises, can really influence the psychological process by decreasing the stress response. So many people can benefit from reduced anxiety and mood disorders such as just depression, for example. And one study found that people who actually focused on regular breathing exercises, certainly over an 8-week period, noticed a significant decrease in anxiety scores and actually reduced heart rate, for example. So breathing exercises can actually help a number of different issues in patients. It's been used for stress reduction, for sleep, for asthma, and even for COPD. So patients with respiratory disorders have really benefited from the from breathing exercises. So there's many different forms that are out there, and I often will teach patients alternate nostril breathing and deep breathing exercises. But really, in order to do that, it's really important for patients to come in and to really do it in a common way, and I really teach people in my office how to breathe naturally. We take their blood pressure, and then we might actually test their blood pressure afterwards, for example, to see what the changes are. So if people want to get more information on deep breathing exercises, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So 905-707-2001. You can call Dr. Betty. You can book an appointment either by phone or in person, and you can learn how to deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
You once heard perfectly. In fact, you may have heard things not meant for your ears. But now, maintaining your hearing is up to you. It's your responsibility. To explain what we can do to hear our best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to share some information about hearing loss that you might not know. Now, hearing loss is more common than you think. Nearly one in every 10 adults over 50 have a measurable hearing loss. And of these people, it takes an average of about 7 to 10 years to get treatment for their hearing loss. Treating hearing loss is easier than you think. The days of noisy and cumbersome hearing aids are over. Most people who get their first hearing aids feel that the process was so easy that they wish they did it sooner. Which brings me to my happy story for today. I met a lady, her name is Sharon. Sharon was one of these people who were waiting for whatever reason, because she had heard stories of people who've gotten hearing aids who weren't happy, who just ended up not wearing these hearing aids. So she came in. She's the first time she's got a hearing aid. She's considering the hearing aid, and she's a little nervous. And so we did a demo for her to make sure that she is going to get everything that she expects and more from the hearing aids. So after about a week of this trial, she came back. She says, "Edmund, this was fantastic." She was so happy. She was hearing things. She was listening to the birds when she was outside gardening. She enjoyed hearing so much that she came in. She says, "Let's get this off. Let's get the hearing aids and we'll get everything going."
So basically you're saying Sharon didn't want hearing aids because of what she'd heard. And by trying them, she learned that they could improve her hearing to the degree that she wanted to wear them and enjoy hearing the sounds in her life.
Yes, she was actually quite surprised how easy the whole process was.
So hearing tests are free at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. And then the procedure after that, what happens, Edmund?
So generally speaking, after the hearing test, if you're a candidate for hearing aids, we're happy to show you the different styles, the different features, the different technology levels for you to consider. And we help you make a decision for you that would best serve your needs, best serve your hearing loss, and best serve your lifestyle. So if you're a busy or active person, you might consider various different ones. If you're a person who has, let's say, arthritis or, you know, dexterity issues, we might consider something else. So we look with you and we help you select the right hearing aid for you to make sure you are able to use them successfully.
So at Hearing Aid Source, every device available, every manufacturer is there for someone. It isn't that you're married to one particular brand and have to sell it. It's a matter of finding the right thing for the right person.
Absolutely.
So if someone wants to talk to you about a hearing test or hearing aids, or maybe they even have hearing aids in their pocket that they'd like to have serviced, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. If you don't like what you have heard about hearing aids, now is the time to dispel the myths. You have an opportunity to speak to an expert, to try them, and to find out if that, in fact, is the direction you have to take. Being flexible and open to concepts is what helps you move in your life. And in this instance, when it comes to your hearing, you can't go wrong when you deal with Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Thanks again, Edmund. I look forward to another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Thank you.
Life throws us curves. We plan to be in a relationship forever, and it ends. We have a vision of who our soulmate is, but we can't find them. We're ready to meet someone new, but we don't know how. It's been years since we dated. We don't want to be alone, but we need help. Who to ask? Fortunately, From a Woman's Perspective team includes our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she joins us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this week I had pleasure of speaking to a lovely lady, Chantel, and she'd actually been a client with us probably 3 or 4 years ago, and she rejoined probably a couple of months ago, and she'd met someone, and so the girls told me, Julia told me, you know, she's seeing Jack and it's going really well. She's very excited. So I called her and I said, "Hi, how are you doing?" She said, "Oh, why are you calling?" And I said, "Because I like to hear the happy stories." So even though it wasn't my match, I called anyway. And she said, the amazing thing is he ticks absolutely every box. He's tall, like she's 6 feet. And he's 6'2". She's this big guy, tall, strong guy. He's, you know, makes as much money as I do, which was really important to her. He's a total gentleman. She says he's not like one of these Tinder dates that is, you know, out for hooking up. She says he's taken me out. He has one of those, you know, timeshare boat things, you know, where you can have a boat in everywhere you travel to. And he took her out in the boat the other day, and she said they just had an amazing time, and he was a perfect gentleman. And she said, "Linda, he ticks every box." And I said, just out of curiosity, I said, "You were a client, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. So do you think it was just a timing thing?" And she said, "I don't think anybody you would have told me about would have been the right guy." She said, "I didn't feel ready. And I probably, you know, didn't listen to my gut or didn't take the time to really sort of be comfortable with who I was again after my divorce. And she said, some of those guys probably were fine and probably would have worked. But she said, I just wasn't there yet. And she said, I feel really there. But she said, I don't want to minimize the fact that this guy is like literally checks every box. And he's also put his file on hold for her and basically described the type of woman that he wanted. And she was the perfect match. When I heard that Julie had matched the two of them together, I was like, that makes total sense. The two of them are perfect together. So sometimes you have to hold out for perfection, I guess, the moral of that story is. And I'm hoping that it works out for them for a long time in the future.
Well, basically, you coach people and you teach them when to bend and when to stand firm. And if someone wants to talk to you about meeting someone new and find out how matchmaking in 2021 works, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is to give our office a call. The Toronto number is 416-777-6302. But I do business all over Ontario and the West Island of Quebec, as well as we have clients in the Florida in the winter. So you can visit our website at mistyriverintros.com. It's always, there's a whole wealth of information on there that tells, I write dating blogs. I've done videos with happy couples. So it's always worthwhile going on there and having a look. And we have a toll-free number on there as well that you can call. We also have a chat feature. So if you're a little bit shy, not quite ready to pick up the phone, you can chat with us. And you're chatting with an actual person. It's not a computer or it's an actual person.
So if you're ready to meet someone new and you want to find out how to do it and you want some help, Cupid exists on From a Woman's Perspective. Her name, Linda Miller, and she has a team of Cupids, Misty River Introductions, and the contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca, and I'll repeat the phone number for Toronto. It's 416-777-6302. Linda, thank you for sharing that happy story. I'm sure that Chantel and Jack will continue on and be happy, and we'll be happy to hear another story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the Canadian bestseller, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. How are you?
Fine. I'm looking forward to hearing what you think about social connectedness.
Well, it's a really interesting area. So let's define what is social connectedness first. And really, social connection is the experience of feeling close and connected to others, not just an individual partner, but people in your community, your friends, your relatives. It involves the feeling of being loved and cared for and valued. And it really forms the basis of interpersonal relationships. And we now understand that social connection is understood as a core human need. And you know, with the pandemic and with our level of isolation, if we didn't appreciate this before, we certainly appreciate it now. Well, what's interesting is there is a rating scale that we can use and psychologists use when they measure how socially connected you are, because measuring social connectedness really is related to a psychological sense of belonging. And when you feel connected and you feel you belong, you are less likely to be depressed. You are more likely to feel good and to feel good about yourself. And so the hypothesis is that when you are not socially connected, when you do have psychological distress, it does affect your interpersonal behavior. And we can see when kids haven't been in school and people have been forced to stay home and maybe they've become very isolated, we're starting to understand how important social connectedness is for self-esteem and how negative it can be for depression. So I think it's just really an interesting area as I encourage people, particularly those that maybe live alone, either through divorce or a change of their partner or the loss of a partner, to connect with their friends, connect with their community, maybe volunteer for something, but don't allow yourself to become isolated, because there's a big difference between being alone and being lonely, and we've talked about that before. And we do know that social connectedness helps prevent dementia and helps keep you healthy on many levels.
You always give us solid advice. And everyone listening has to know that they're part of the human family. But you need to reach out to others for them to take your hand as well. So don't wait for others to call you. Be the person who takes that action. And then you'll be socially connected and you'll have taken Dr. Brown's advice. Her book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, will empower anyone who reads it. If you want a signed copy, all you have to do is call me and order it at 416-504-6777. And her book is available at most bookstores, Amazon.com. Ask for it and you'll have it. And again, the signed copies are available for me. I'll give you the number again, 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown. As always, I learned something and I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
There are all sorts of lists we can make. To-do lists. I want lists. I need lists. So some of us want a place to escape occasionally. Others want to shift life so that we have a life in the country with fresh air, nature, and a quiet life for ourselves. Some of us just want to stay put. But for those of you who want to move to the country, regardless of your wants or needs, an experienced realtor listens to you, knows the property north of Toronto, and has her fingers on the pulse of the market. And she can be your sounding board. Her name, Melanie Martin. And she has deals for us each week north of Toronto, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I'll always have a deal of the week for you, and I'll always have maybe a little bit of the advice for the listeners, because I think, you know, to make a move worthwhile, because it costs you money, it's time, it's aggravation, you're really not going to want to do that unless you found a property that makes your heart sing. And you may have ideas and dreams on what you want. You write all those down. But I want to tell people, do be flexible, because it comes down to what is your budget and where do you see yourself moving to? Like what area? We have to kind of zero in at least on those two parameters. Because if we know your budget, then actually the properties I send you will be fitting within that range. And then you can see where that money will take you. In other words, right now I've got a deal of the week that is actually across the road from the lake. I love these little lakes, and this one is Ore Lake. I'm on Ore Lake myself. It's a beautiful lake. It's not very deep. You're swimming 1st of May till end of October. You can fish. You can bring your boat in here. You've got a property that I'm just looking at right now for $499,900. Now, with that price line, you think, well, how big is it? Is it just a little cottage with nothing? No, this is a nicely updated little cottage. It's almost 1,200 square feet. It's a two-bedroom and two full washroom. It has a detached garage at the back. It has two large deck areas. It's got a little bit of a garden area. That lot is 100 by 150, and it's on a quiet dead-end road on the north side of Ore Lake. Now, that's just outside of Elmville, where I'm going to tell you the world's cleanest aquifer, the world's cleanest water aquifer is here in the Elmville area, and we protect our water. We just protect it as much as we can from any other exterior or you know, influences, undue influences. So this water is mainly artesian flow, and that means it's bubbling right out of the ground, which is why we call this Springwater Township. What do you think of that, Marilyn?
Well, it sounds to me like you want us to be your neighbor up at Oar Lake, and it sounds like paradise because we have clean water, we're able to fish and boat, we have a double garage, we have an updated home. Is it year-round or just a cottage country?
No, it's year-round, and there's actually an open house today between 12 and 2, so I welcome anyone to give me a call.
So, since we have to call you to find out more, what's your number?
Yes, call me at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Since you opened the conversation to helping us fulfill our wish list and dreams, how often is it that you find things that are exactly what people want?
I would say about 40% of the time.
So in other words, we need to be a bit flexible to find a property that'll make our hearts sing and that'll fit all the other parameters, including our budget.
Well, definitely. And what it is that there will be one or two things that really just says, I need to be here. And it's an energy. It's just, I love this place. And it may not have a couple things you don't or you wanted, but you know, you can maybe add a garage or you could add that extra little monkey or something. Like it's a cost benefit ratio. So you just look at the price you're looking at, look at what it costs to add on those other things you couldn't find. So, you know, the sky is the limit on what we can find for you.
So, Melanie, I always hear your passion and your interest in helping people. How long have you been a realtor?
I've been licensed in real estate since 1977, and I've seen the dips and dives all through that time, as well as experience in other fields related to real estate. So I'm a long hauler, Marilyn.
So you have a vast experience as well as a feel for the market and for people. And you're inviting people to call you regardless of whether it's this deal of the week or anything, because you'll keep an eye out and help them find the right property. Your number again?
Yes, do call me at 1-800-357-4193.
And can we do this over the phone or with the computer as opposed to tripping up to Elmvale and see you at Oar Lake, or do we have to come up there right away?
No, definitely. What we do is we have a conversation. I get a good idea and a picture in my mind of what you want, and I instantly say, okay, I'm going to be sending you a few homes that are maybe in that price range in this area or that, and you can become knowledgeable yourself because you're not going to even make the drive up until you see some of these listings and the pictures and all the details, and we'll make the drive worthwhile.
Well, you are typical of my team. We're educators. We want people to make informed decisions. And when it comes to real estate and escaping to the country, there's none better. Melanie Martin, 1-800-357-4193. Yes, money matters, but a listening ear and a good heart and empathy really matter as well. So if you're considering an escape to the country, call Melanie at 1-800-357-4193. Thank you, Melanie. I look forward to hearing your next deal.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn. Have a lovely week.
You too. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and learn from Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore femrenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. For over 40 years, I've dressed women in my store, Marilyn's, in Toronto's Fashion District. As times change, so did style and fashion. It continually offered new looks and fabrics. One thing that was consistent is a woman's desire to be comfortable and make a positive statement. With constant fresh fashion offerings, it was up to me to help my clients find the clothes that looked and felt best for them. The women who rigidly adhered to look and refused to try anything new and different got stuck, and needless to say, their wardrobe told the world exactly that. What they wore was a costume from the past. What you wear and how you wear it is your statement to the world. It's been proven that you create an impression in the time it takes to blink. I believe that the more ways we can reach out and connect with others, the better. So now, in this diverse world in crisis, we walk masked and carefully, and it's more important than ever to find a way to dress so that we feel good about ourselves and send positive vibes to those who cannot see our smiles. My life is more casual now. I walk and work out more than ever, so my wardrobe has shifted to include walking shoes, clothes that wick away moisture and are antibacterial. For me, it's my Marilyn's bamboo comfort wear by Up, and it could be that way for you. My objective, to look good, feel good, and enjoy all the activities and encounters I have in a day without making excuses. Just because one is home more or doing less is no excuse to opt out of dressing comfortably, appropriately, and stylishly. When you pull yourself together, it lifts one's spirits, and dressing well speaks positively to others. Today, our theme was flexibility and how it could help you in all aspects of your life. And it does pay to be flexible in your choice of wardrobe, not just in COVID times, but always. In the past, I've spoken about my mom, Pola. She was a Holocaust survivor and was in Auschwitz, the concentration camp. Even in those circumstances, she told me how she got up in the morning before they counted and did roster, and she went to the water pump and washed herself and her clothes and kept herself together. Regardless of how difficult it was, she avoided deadly typhus fever, tuberculosis, and other infectious diseases. Keeping herself together and clean got her a job in the cafeteria that saved her life and the people around her. Her lesson isn't lost on me. We must respect ourselves and do the best we can to live in our own times. We need to be aware of what opportunities we get and be prepared to take them and move forward. Now is our time. We have it, so use it and make the most of it. Do clean your closet, review the clothes in it, and consider your life and what you need to wear to feel your best, and then pull yourself and your wardrobe together and go forward. You can help those in your community with donations. I have clothes for every woman in my store, Marilyn's, from size 2 to size 3X, and I love helping women who want to pull a look together. If you want my guidance, I'm happy to be your personal stylist. Simply call me to set a date and time at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I work now by appointment only, and I'd be happy to meet with you. It's August 28th, 2021, and it's never too late to make a plan and execute it. When it comes to dressing, I can definitely help you when you're ready. Just give me a call to get started. The number, last time, 416-504-6777. Also, Donna Smythe has set a date for our next Healthy Bra Clinic. It's Saturday, September the 18th. So if you wish to experience a bra that supports you and doesn't leave dents in your shoulders, call me to book an appointment. Being open to new things widens your perspective, and it's good for you. So do consider dressing well and enjoying your time. In a moment, I'll be back as your host with Christine, the health coach. And then we'll chat with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Again, importance of physical activity is the topic today. Physical activity alone does not necessarily lead to weight loss. However, when combined with a calorie nutritional program, physical activity not only increases weight loss, but also improves body composition, maintaining metabolically active muscles while increasing fat loss. There is good evidence that those who maintain regular physical activity are more likely to sustain their weight loss than those who rely on dietary methods alone. Importantly, apart from weight loss or weight loss maintenance, the benefit of physical activity for people living with obesity is the effect on their disease risk profile. Physical activity reduces the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and diseases like abnormal blood glucose and blood fat levels. This highlights the importance of physical activity independent to its impact on weight control and obesity. It's never too late to get started on an exercise and nutritional program. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com.
416-809-4084. You can't go wrong when you learn what physical activity is right for you and learn about nutrition from Christine, the health coach. I'm doing it and I'm ecstatic, not just happy, Christine. So thank you for that and look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
For a long time, moving's been one of the top three most stressful experiences one can go through in life. Someone who's experienced in helping people take the stress out of downsizing and moving is Senior Move Manager Laurie Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And today, she's promised to give us pointers to deal with the stress of a move when calm doesn't come easily, and she joins us now. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, I thought I'd build on your earlier comments and try to come up with some things to consider. If a calm, stress-free move seems to be something out of a fairy tale and not what you believe is possible. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we try, of course, to reassure our clients early and often. We say that we do the worrying so you don't have to, but truth be told, some of you will worry anyway. When I launched our small business in 2012, I used to ask that our older clients not even be there for our famous one-day pack or their actual move, and potentially only with us sporadically for our unpack and setup in their new home. Some people loved this, and they gladly stayed out of the fray, having made all their important decisions earlier during one-on-one sessions with me. What to take, what to sell, what to give away, and what to do with what's left over had all been decided. So many of our older clients were more than happy to spend time with family or friends while the work was being carried out by our dream team and our trusted delivery partners. They knew I'd keep everything on track and manage any hiccups that might arise. But for other people who may feel the need to be in control at all times, these folks would feel even more anxious if they weren't physically there. I adjusted quickly and adapted our service so that we now, of course, leave it up to our wise clients so they can decide how much or little they want to be involved and on site on the days of the moving and unpacking. When you were speaking earlier, Marilyn, you talked about the importance of staying flexible. And I believe that it's important for all of us, and especially so during these challenging times. We all handle stress a little differently, and that's fair. We all have different strengths. COVID is throwing a whole bunch of curveballs in our path, but you know, most of us are navigating it. We're remaining flexible and we're adapting to each new piece of information, adjusting our ways of doing things, and hopefully remembering to be kind to those who may not be feeling as able to be flexible right now. People's nerves seem extra frayed these days, and the truth be known, sometimes we're the hardest on ourselves. If you feel like you're experiencing more anxiety, just know that you're not alone. Ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness to acknowledge your own needs for rest and peace of mind. These last 2 years have been hard on everyone, but I believe especially so for the planners among us. Those who've taken pride in always thinking ahead have experienced some tough challenges because really no one was truly prepared for all of this, never mind the length of time it's taking and the uncertainty that still stays with us. People who were struggling with anxiety and or depression before are experiencing it more now. It's been amplified by recent events, and I'm seeing more interpersonal conflicts in my work now than I ever saw before. I would venture to say that people are digging in more than ever, and flexibility seems to be going the way of the dinosaur. It's sad because truly, under all the noise, we need it now more than ever. Of course, when you engage Moving Seniors with a Smile to assist you with your move or your loved one's transition, you're getting almost 10 years of award-winning senior move management experience. And of course, I also come with a background in mental health support, crisis intervention, and dispute resolution. Our dream team adapts, we adjust, and we're happy to take as much of the stress out of your upcoming relocation as we can.
Wow, I just had a conversation with Melanie Martin, and she basically has properties and people seem to want to escape to the country, and now is the time. They want the fresh air and they want to escape this whole COVID pandemic in the city. And you basically said that people can make plans and do this, and you've been working through this pandemic, and people can be invisible. That means that they can stay with a child or a friend, and you'll do everything, and they'll walk in, and their whole place is set up again. Is that how it works?
That's how it works, and it can work. And it, again, we try to adjust to our clients and what their needs and what their personalities are. So some people love it that way. Some people will be right there and in the midst of every decision. So it's just up to the clients, and we'll adapt to meet their needs.
So no matter which way you want to downsize and move, experience counts. Having a dream team to call upon to do all the packing and unpacking and setting up is a forte of Senior Move Manager Lori Bell and her team at Moving Seniors with a Smile. If a move is in your future and you want to plan for it, then Lori can help you. It takes a phone call to get started. And Lori, your number?
It's 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. It takes a plan, it takes a planner, and someone who'll execute. And that's what Lori Bell's all about, making things happen and leave you smiling. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
And now consider this. The family visits and suggests you renovate your bathroom. They say, make it safe and accessible. They ask, what's wrong with grab bars? Why don't you have a walk-in shower and a seat? Why don't you create a personal spa for yourself and enjoy bathing? You deserve it. Perhaps your answer is, it's been okay for 30 or 40 years and it'll be okay for me now. Or, why spend money on my house at my age? It'll do. Does this sound familiar? Regardless of your situation, it's time to open your mind to the possibilities open to you. Perhaps listening to people in your life who care about you is worthwhile. Someone who knows the practical and aesthetic solutions that could give you a dream bathroom, keep you safe, add value to your home, and help you make your home a forever home is accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn, and what a great topic to talk about, an aging bathroom and accessibility, and should you keep it the same or renovate it? If you're in a position where your bathroom is 20 or 30 years old, you should really start thinking about renovation. But of course, we got to start from the beginning. What are some of the easiest things that we can do in your bathroom? Now, of course, we can cut the middle of your tub out and make it a smaller step for you to get in and out. We can add some designer grab bars to also make it easier for you to get inside and out of your tub safely. And lastly, we can add some non-slip treatment to your tub or your tiled shower so it's nice and slip-resistant for you. But back to the question of should you keep your aging bathroom the same or renovate it? Well, let's look into this a little deeper. If you notice right now some mold spots, some cracked tile, this is probably just the beginning of your problems. We're currently working on a renovation right now for Sandeep in Richmond Hill, and we took apart his entire bathroom. We took out his tub, the shower walls, and we noticed so much behind the walls. There was moldy insulation. There was no vapor barrier. There was no waterproofing. The actual plumbing pipes were filled with hair and goo, and it was just completely clogged up. And these are things you can't see. So maybe it's time for you to renovate, but when you're doing it, you have to make it accessible, because that big topic always comes up about resale value. But you have to understand, we're in an aging population where people don't really look to buy houses with tubs anymore because they can't get out of the tub. They want an accessible shower. They want a shower built with no step that's seamless and makes it a place where you can live forever and do it once and do it right. And that's what Total Access Center is all about. We keep accessibility in mind, having wider doors, higher toilets, and of course, beautiful, accessible bathrooms and showers. And this is the way that you have to start thinking. And if you are looking to renovate, now is the time. It's not worth waiting. Your life is important now. Don't worry about someone else's in the future.
Well, I understand that adding a wonderful bathroom to any home increases the value, but the value to yourself for your safety and your pleasure is definitely priceless. So, Daniel, someone wants you to look at their bathroom and see what the possibilities are and understand what it's going to cost them and what your plan could be. How do you go about it?
So please pick me up on my assessment. It's called the Total Home Safety Check. And I'll come to your home and we can look at your bathroom from top to bottom, come up with a design so you have it on paper and understand how much it's going to cost. And if the bathroom's not something you want to focus on, we can look at the kitchen, the entrance of your home, the backyard, wherever there's a hazard or a barrier. What we try to do on this assessment is overcome it, give you options, and let you know how much it's going to cost so you can stay in your home for as long as possible. This assessment, Marilyn, is usually $89.95, and I'd like to give it away for free for the first three callers today.
So a total home safety check will help you plan the future for your home and for yourself. You can be safe, you can live in beauty, and you can be practical. Things don't have to stay the same to increase the value of your home or the pleasure you'll have living there. One call to Daniel Wiskin and you can have a total home safety check for free. 647-206-6409. I'll repeat that. 647-206-6409. Thank you for sharing Sandy's story, Daniel, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Once again, it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. So 60 minutes have passed, and I hope this show has made you aware of possibilities open to you so you can make plans and yet stay flexible and adapt to change if need be. There are 1,440 minutes in each day, and there are 10,080 minutes until we speak again here from a woman's perspective. It is my hope that in this time, you will take the time to reflect, to determine what it is you want to do with your time, and then chart your course. If you have questions, know that From a Woman's Perspective team and I are here for you. You can reach out to us and ask us whatever you need so you can take action comfortably, knowing you've done what you can to take charge of your life. As always, our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly at 416-504-6777. Embrace change and know each of us has to deal with life as it happens. We may have plans, but they sometimes need to be shifted or new paths found and new goals set. Regardless, take heart. These changes can bring us exciting opportunities and take us forward to a brighter future than we may have expected. Your flexibility when things go differently than you planned can be your greatest strength. You may find that the place you land, though different than you expected, brings you happiness and no regrets. The war against the pandemic continues. We're in it together, and we've got to make the most of our time. Rather than standing rigidly, bend to our times and be as happy as you can now. Postponing living until a future time will cheat you of the precious gift of life you have to enjoy now. So don't hesitate to experience life and whatever comes your way. The benefits of being flexible are there. So stay focused and don't be intractable. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your week. Be well and safe until we speak again from a woman's perspective right here next Saturday at 8 on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.